Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. A shark bit a person, and then the beach gets closed. What are the criteria to decide when to reopen? Are there people out there who start to investigate right away, collect data, and then predict when the factors that led to the bite situation will have changed? Or is it simply a game of guessing? Well, you know the answer to that. It's guessing combined with some blah blah to justify the action and decision. So the beach gets closed, now what? The question is, will the shark who was involved in an incident still hang out in the great area or not? To answer the question, we have to look at two time related scenarios. One is the time right after the bite up to a few hours, and the second one, of course, is the one after these few hours that last a few days. Remember when we talked about the incorrect labeling of hit and run bites? We focus on the run part and we discussed why a shark does not quote unquote run away. Okay, and why should the shark actually take off after bite right away? A shark bites a person in most cases because he wants to figure out what we are, if we are edible or whatever. So the shark still has no idea after it bit the person what the person could be, so it stays likely, remains at the site for a few hours just because the situation as such or the person can still be intriguing. So you can be sure that after a person gets bitten, the shark will remain in close vicinity of the victim. So hit and run, we discussed it, is completely wrong. So what happens after a few hours? The problem here is what brought the shark in the first place? Was it food or something else, or was it a person or persons that lured the shark in? Sometimes it's not easy to say because it could be food in the first place and then the shark notices the person. On the other hand, it just could be the person by creating sound patterns. But most of the time, if it was just a person, the shark may have heard something and followed up on it. So the shark sticks around until it loses interest or get stressed out because of the scenario. How can a shark get stressed out after a bite? Well, it may happen that all of a sudden more and more people appear for whatever reason and so stress out the shark that much that it swims off. The shark is likely gone after some time, meaning a day or so. But if there is food involved, like a school of fish that stays close to shore for a few days, or even more permanent food bases like seal haulouts, then the shark may stay for quite a while. So should the shark remain in the area? Is the danger then enhanced? No, not at all. Despite what you can read on the internet, a shark who bit the person will not remain a threat to anybody then that would jump in the same area. Speaking of which, I'm often very surprised about the statements and can read from some of my quote-unquote colleagues after such a scenario where the beach gets closed and then they're interviewed, what should happen, what did happen, how to proceed, and so on. I truly wonder where some of them get the knowledge from. Definitely not from doing research on the issue. Anyway, that's food for another podcast. So why is danger then not enhanced? Well, in most cases, a bite is caused by exploration. And as I just mentioned, that the shark may then just stick around, but after the first curiosity is sort of done, again, by biting a person, the shark may just stick around because the person such is unusual, uncommon for it, and it's still intriguing. So once a shark did that, the likelihood is very slim that it does it again. Of course, this raises the question if a shark remembers what he just did and won't forget it within a few hours. Well, no one knows for sure how long-term memories work in sharks, but considering the long evolution and constant exposure against other predators, remembering the situations that can be dangerous for a single shark was pretty much a necessity in order to survive. Anyway, back to the situation, if a shark would bite again right after it did it, initially, or within a day or two. In all my years, I only could conclude one shark doing that in one incident series, that was in Sinai, Egypt in 2010. So is there anything proactive that one could do after bite? Well, yes, there is. One has to look for all the potential triggers. Here we should highlight that it is always a combination of factors that led to an incident. So quite often one of the factors ceases to exist and the shark then most likely moves on. So can we conclude that a beach is safe again after a few days? Well, the very shark may have gone, but that doesn't mean that another did not enter the area. So here is a problem. Closing a beach and the duration it stays closed. Whenever a beach closes, there is never a scientific expertise done in the meantime to justify the opening of the beach anymore. It is always a bit of assuming and guessing what the shark may likely do and has likely done and what supports the opening of the beach again. Or that is stay closer for that matter over a period of more than several days. So what mostly happens is that the beach stays closed for a day or two. And if you would ask the authority what the duration of closure is based on, you will likely get a shrug at best. So bottom line is that the authorities assume that the shark has to move on, and after some time, it likely did that, so they open the beach again, or if they have not spotted another shark, then of course that's the same reason for opening up again. Well, I can follow the thinking process. Should an area be one large sandy beach without any structure like a reef, seagrass beds, mangroves or so, where there's not a lot of food, that the assumption is if the shark is not around anymore is because it did not find enough food. But this is just an assumption because a shark may not stick around an area because of food. Or differently put, feeding areas may be close and it just used the beach area to cruise along. Of course, you heard that one from me before. Sharks do not just swim aimlessly but are constantly picking up something, maybe sound, odors, vibrations. So just because you do not see a shark after a few days may indicate something, but it's never a proof. And if a shark or sharks are still visible, should one keep the beach closed? No, if I would have a saying. And why is that? Because just because a specimen of a species bites a person does not mean that the next specimen would do the same. Bites for any species out there are the exception to the rule. So once the shark that was in question is gone, then the probability that another bite will happen drops even more. And it even drops if the same shark sticks around, because that the same shark bites twice is very, very rare. And that goes also for these mass migrations of sharks that we see up and down the Florida coast. In most of the time, the black-tip sharks. Granted, black-tip sharks are little shitheads, but even if you will be then in the water when this school of black-tips would appear, nothing would happen. I keep trying to get there when these migrations happen, and I'm always late. I want to see them. I want to experience them. And, well, right now I still hope that this phenomena will also occur in the Panhandle where I live. But back to closing a beach after an incident. Once your authorities learn to actually do more than just look for sharks once a beach is closed, then we can learn a thing or two. It is so crucial to really scientifically milk an area after an incident, since the more we learn, the easier it will be to be proactive. Remember, every bite that does not happen is one headline less where these sharks are ripped apart in the media. So that was my weekly food for thought. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.